Welcome back. 416, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. My next guest is Gary Bauer, president of American Values, chairman of Campaign for Working Families, and a former presidential candidate. As you may recall, he joins me now. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Oh, great. Listen, I loved your piece in today's Washington Times.
Thank you.
Obama boils the racial pot for political gain.
Right.
Now, There has been an incredible rush to judgment in the story of the Trayvon Martin killing. We have seen the media grab this and twist it. All you have to do is look to the audio of NBC News. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, others immediately took off for Florida to make it all about race. But certainly you can't be surprised by that.
Well, I guess you can't be surprised, but you can still be disappointed. I mean, look, when the president was elected, one of the reasons I think he got so many millions of young people to vote for him is that they saw in him the hope of finally putting the race issue behind us, of the kind of, you know, racial reconciliation that all Americans want. The president talked rhetorically during 2008 that he was going to be a unifier, but as I point out in this piece in the Washington Times, every time an issue comes up that has a racial element, he does the exact opposite. He plays on fears. He kind of stokes the fire. And it's sad because being the first man of color in the White House, there's a great deal he could do to address some of the things that are really hurting minority communities all over the country.
Yeah. It is interesting. The president had what I believed was a golden opportunity to put this particular fire out very quickly, and instead he chose to fan the flames, telling America to search their souls. You know, wouldn't you expect the president to say, hey, look, everybody, let's step back from this. There's going to be a full-scale investigation. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Yes, you've called attention to it. Now, let's let the process work.
That's exactly right. And quite frankly, Andy, I think that's what any president of the last 50 years, Democrat or Republican, would have instinctively done, including, you know, Democratic presidents that would think of themselves as being liberal, just like President Obama does. But this president doesn't do that. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised. We all know the church that he attended for 15 years with a racist pastor, and to me that sent a strong signal of how, in fact, he would deal with these sorts of issues. But it doesn't make it any less disturbing, because this is an area of American life where, as a society, we're very vulnerable, and if our leaders are willing to play cheap political exploitation games when it comes to matters of race, that is very bad for our country, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, or wherever you live.
Yeah, and one other thing I noticed, once again, he has given a pass to the new Black Panther Party. You know, you've seen the posters, right?
Yes.
The posters now are, in some cases, calling for the murder of George Zimmerman. Where is the Department of Justice?
Well, they're AWOL once again. And look, I know this election is supposed to be about the economy, but the sort of thing that we're seeing on this case, this is important for the future of America, too. So I hope this becomes part of the conversation in the presidential campaign. Is this president doing what he ought to do and what any president ought to do to heal racial wounds, to make sure that rabble-rousers don't exploit tragedies like this shooting? I don't believe he is, and I think that's fair game for a national conversation during this campaign.
Yeah, I heard in one of the protests the other day, I heard one of the members of the New Black Panthers say that, you know, here's a guy, he really needs to, you know, the president's in the White House, he really needs to help us. Race relations haven't gotten better in 400 years. And I'm thinking, as the guy's saying it, wait a minute, you now have a black president of the United States. Certainly they've gotten better. Haven't you seen anything?
You know, Andy, I think it was in the 50s, 1950s, even into the early 60s, there were restrooms and drinking fountains right here in Washington, D.C. that were still labeled white and Negro. The fact that six decades later, a man of color is sitting in the Oval Office is a tribute to what America has done on the race issue. when an issue like this is used to suggest that America is overwhelmingly racist, that there has been no progress, it is an insult to the sacrifices that were made by whites and blacks to ensure that we would move toward a society of equality and opportunity. It just doesn't reflect the history, and it teaches our children something bad and inaccurate about America.
Yeah, I agree with you. My guest is Gary Bauer, the president of American Values and chairman of Campaign for Working Families. You know, this Trayvon Martin story, it is solely about race. If not, wouldn't Al Sharpton and company be standing on the doorsteps of the innocent killed by violent crimes all over America?
Yeah, you know, you just touched on the big problem facing minority communities, particularly. Blacks make up about 13% of the population, but they make up 50% of the murder victims in this country. And the last Justice Department study showed that 93% of the killers of black Americans are, in fact, minorities themselves. Now, think of what the president could do as the first man of color in the White House to address the fact that our inner cities are being turned into hellish places by gangs, by the breakdown of the family, by the absence of fathers. Those are the issues that are bedeviling minority Americans, not racists roaming the streets trying to shoot down blacks.
By his inaction, you believe this is a move, though, to shore up the black vote, right?
I'm afraid, as I looked at it, watched his comments, and certainly watched the comments of people like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I think they see this as a way to rile up minority communities and then build on that to somehow label conservatives as, you know, racists and all the rest of it. And I think it's unfortunately part of this election cycle where some people are showing that they're willing to exploit almost anything, including class warfare and now racial divisions, in order to ensure that they retain political power.
Yeah, and he has had some trouble with criticism from black communities and lawmakers, so this, I guess, really shouldn't surprise us.
Well, you're right. He has had difficulties, because if you look at the measurements of the economic health of the minority community since his election, unemployment is worse. They're further out of the mainstream in case after case, and that's tragic in itself. And again, you can't blame that on George Bush. The president has had over 3 years to do pretty much what he wanted for two of those 3 years with a Democratic Congress.
Yeah. And this is the president that told black voters not long ago to stop complaining and fight?
yes, indeed. I don't know. I just feel this whole chapter, it's a sad day. You know, we wanted to move away as a society from people being judged in the media or a rush to judgment or mob rule. We're a nation of laws. The rule of law is supposed to be in play here. And unfortunately, so far in this case, a lot of people are jumping to conclusions and using so-called facts that have not been determined to be true on the record.
Yep. It is a great piece in today's Washington Times, folks. If you haven't checked it out, please do it. Obama boils the racial pot for political gain. Gary, great to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Good to talk to you, Andy. Take care.
You too. Gary Bauer, the president of American Values, chairman of Campaign for Working Families, and a former presidential candidate. 425, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.